Now, one of the most popular figures of Irish abstract art and a foremost member of the Brit art movement will be having their works displayed at Gormley's Fine Art from Thursday, the September 10th, so just gone, the Thursday gone, to the end of this month, to September 30th. So here to talk about his art installation and his work through the years is Peter Monaghan. Hi, Peter. Nice to have
hello,
you.
Hello, Adrian.
Hello, hello.
Hiya.
Now, it's strange talking about art on the radio, I must say.
I know. We'll do our best.
We'll get there. We'll try to describe this as much as possible. To me, looking at your art, it's a lot different than when people would say, you know, well, they painted this picture or they did this landscape or whatever. It is abstract, and it's more like an engineering project.
Yeah. Well, it's three-dimensional and it's in relief. So, in fact, to get the full effect, you do have to see it in reality. You know, they reproduce it, and it's a flat image, but really you have to go in and move from side to side.
Oh, we're losing you there. Are you still with us?
Oh, sorry. Am I back?
You're back.
Oh, right. Okay. Yes. Sorry about that. Yeah. I'm going to go outside. There might be a better signal.
Okay.
Okay, so did you hear what I said there about it?
Yes, it was something to do with you have to see it from side to side. I was thinking that myself when I was looking at it. I was thinking that how do you actually do it up close? Because they tend to be such large shapes that when you stand back, you can view it better. But up close, doing it, it must be, you know, you can't see actually the effect.
I suppose it's an assembly of lots of little pieces. Can be paper or card or plastic or wood, and then, you know, I put those together and then you get an overall effect. But it's just to get the full effect, you do have to see it in reality.
Yes, yeah.
And, you know, I sort of enjoy that you can't reproduce it fully, you know, but you do have to interact with it.
Yeah, it's yes, it is more alive and vibrant. The colours, as you stand at different angles, the colours change.
Yeah, there's a sort of a tradition. It didn't really take off here in Ireland, but it's up art, and there's more on the continent and in South America. And, you know, in the 50s and 60s and 70s, and there's been a revival with it in the last number of years, but It's more a continental thing than an Irish thing. So you describe it as up art or kinetic art. And so I'm probably one of the few that are doing it here at the moment in Ireland.
You didn't have a background in engineering or anything like that?
No. My background was graphic design. And I worked in graphic design for about 20 years. And then I decided I wanted to paint full time. So about 20 years ago now, I left design and I started to paint full time. And here I am. It's just, you know, it's one of the best things I ever did. I really enjoyed it.
And where are you based? Where do you have your studio?
I'm based in Kimmage.
Right.
I have a studio in Kimmage in the KCR Industrial Estate, which is, I live around the corner in Kimmage as well. So it's very handy.
And you've achieved quite a number of awards.
only one or two.
Only one or two. You're really talking this down now. You'd achieved national recognition. You got the Jim McNaughton Bursary for commissioned arts.
That was lovely. That was lovely to get. A terrific award.
Yes, because that helps you then. It kind of funds your next projects and works.
Yeah, there's money with it, and £10,000, which was brilliant at the time.
Yes.
And now anything like that is just, it's very encouraging, you know, and it's a lovely thing for them to do. Yep, and style.
Yes, well, in these times now, I'm sure, yes, we have to talk about the effect that COVID has had on the arts in general.
Yeah.
I mean, How are you finding it now? I mean, things are starting to reopen and you do have works in this exhibition now.
But I mean, it's a lot quieter.
Yes.
And certainly at the beginning, in February, March, April, it was like falling off a cliff. I mean, there was no other way to describe it. It was just, you went from flying, you know, you were going along at a lovely pace, and then there was nothing. And so that was quite a shock, you know. I mean, I work on my own most of the time. I do have an assistant, Bentley, but, you know, essentially we work on our own in the studio. And so I'm used to that. But with the shutdown, it was a different sort of isolation. And it was quite shocking. It was very difficult to work in. But now, at the moment, it's beginning to pick up again, and people are coming out and looking at art, and the galleries are able to open up somewhat. And but it's changed times, all right.
Yes, and I think now maybe the galleries might start getting a few more people coming in that would normally be going to the pubs.
Exactly.
Just, you know, people are dying to get out and do things.
That they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even over the weekend, I was talking to some friends, you know, I was telling them about it. And they said, oh, great, you know, I've got something to do, you know, because actually people, you know, they don't know what to be doing. And, so they're going to go in and have a look. But it's, you know, I mean, obviously the gallery is, you know, very conscious about health and safety and the precautions they take, you know, so there's only a certain number of people allowed in, and hand sanitizer is there, and you have to wear a mask and all of that. You know, there's no problem there.
Yes, so it's a safe place for people to go.
Absolutely.
Now, then, going back to your work and the fact that because it is so large, are you then catering for businesses, companies, places?
No, just
people with very big homes.
Exactly. It's funny. People do find space for them. It's a mixture. And certainly, one of the things I found when I started to paint full time, I was surprised by the number of we'd say ordinary people that bought art and put it in their houses. And it was, I mean, most, I'd say 70% of my work is in a domestic situation rather than a business. And you'd be surprised the number of people who, some of it's large, but, you know, some of it's an average size, and it can fit in a home. Canvas in a domestic situation.
But they don't come cheap now, because there's an awful lot of work and materials involved.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I know. And I mean, I wish like sometimes that I could do it like a CD, you know, and have it for a few euro and do loads of them. But unfortunately, they take a long time to make and they do end up being expensive. Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, and this
and
is it.
I really appreciate that when people do buy them, you know, I really appreciate that it's a huge effort for most people to spend that sort of money. So I really appreciate it when they do.
Yes, because it's not a work, as you say, it's not something that can be transposed onto, you know, print. You can't be selling these just little picture postcard things of it. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. And I mean, I have started to do some prints, but for that reason, that I just want to have a cheaper piece. But essentially, the work is one-off, and as a result of that, they end up being expensive.
Yes, yeah. So this exhibition then, is it other work involved, or is this an exhibition of just your work?
It's Ian Davenport, who's an English artist, and it's some of his prints, and then some of my prints and paintings.
Right. And
So it's just the two of us.
Just the two of you.
Yeah.
And it goes on till September the 30th, and it's in Gormley's Fine Art.
Gormley's Fine Art, and they're in South Frederick Street, which is just off Nassau Street.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And they can go in any time?
Any time. I think in the on Thursdays and Fridays, I think Oliver is opening a bit later. And you can also view by appointment. So you can just go in on your own. Mm. And but essentially, yeah, I think Thursday and Friday are late opening. But otherwise, it's Monday to Saturday, normal hours.
Normal hours, yeah.
Yep. Normal opening hours, yeah.
But actually, I was just about to say that when you were saying by appointment, are not all visits by appointment now? No, you can just show up
and I don't think so. I think you can, but I suppose it just depends on how many people are in the gallery. I don't know, you might be disappointed if you turned up and there were too many people in it. Mm. If you're on the safe side, you'd make an appointment. But otherwise, no, I don't think there's been any problem just wandering in.
Very good, very good.
Yep.
I've been looking at your work and I just thought they were really, really lovely. And I was watching pictures. It actually reminded my dad many, many moons ago. Now he's dead now. But he worked in CIE as a foreman there. But he was into the welding and all of that. And he made this big fiberglass fountain, which I believe they still have up there. But
brilliant.
So, yeah, he was all into...
Is that an inch of core, yeah?
An inch of core it is, yes,
yeah.
Yes.
My father started off there.
Oh, right. Very good.
Yeah, he did. He was an electrician in inch of core.
Oh, right, yes. Very good. Dad was on the mechanical side. Now, my brothers have gone into the electrical end of things as well.
Very good.
But, yes... but to see the work that went into that, you know, when I was a kid, and then looking at it, and we were all so proud. It's a fabulous thing to work with, that fiberglass thing. But it's unforgiving. Make a mistake. You're not going to use it again. Like, it's kind of make a mistake with a cutter.
That must have been a great experience for you as children to see your dad.
Oh, it was.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's still up there, is it?
As far as I know, it's still there in the Inchicore Works.
It's a great activity, whether it's sculpture or painting or, and you know, it's a great hobby if people can do it.
And what's this? Yeah. That it says in one of the biographies here of you that you many of your large scale and installation works were made by pouring paint onto a tilted canvas or a tile.
I'm sorry to correct you, but that's Ian Davenport.
That's
what he does. Yeah.
Oh, right. So this is who's going to be there at the exhibition with you.
Yeah. His works are there. He's exhibiting reproductions of those paintings, know what I mean. The prints are actually etchings.
Right.
And they're very, very good, very exciting.
Yes.
I just think the two of us work well together.
The kind of similar art forms, in a way,
exactly.
or look to them.
And I'm sure he's the same. I mean, that he likes it. I mean, I like to be able to try and convey something, an emotion, maybe through just colour and shape, and not actually try, you know, no. It's not figurative, and it's not a landscape, and it's not realistic in any way, but just through form and colour that I can convey a feeling or an emotion.
Mm. Is it something about seasons as well, that you're, you know, like with through the colour and through the motion you can portray seasons?
Sometimes it's reflective. Sometimes you set out to get a particular emotion or feeling, and other times it just happens.
Mm.
So, you know, it's a mixture of things.
Very good. Well, and now this is definitely on your profile. you say that it is a dialogue about light, colour, movement and illusion, exploring the relationships and contrasts between painted flat surfaces, protruding spheres, cubes and geometric spaces or shapes. That gives it, to try and tell the listeners, because it is very difficult to explain. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, even coming up with titles can be difficult sometimes.
Mm.
So trying to describe it, it's just sometimes a visual piece of art is you know, it's just what it is, mm. and it just should be seen as for what it is. You can't write it, you know, you can't perform it. So, you know, all art forms have got different ways of expressing themselves.
Yeah, yeah. And so you don't have to stand back and try and see a sheep jumping over the
exactly. and it's up to, I mean, people can guess what they want out of themselves. You'd be amazed, you know, each person's reaction is different to the next person's, you know. You know, and one person will like it and one person will hate it. There's plenty of them.
And from start to finish then, how long would one installation, one painting take?
Well, it does depend, but I suppose if I produce two or three a month, you know, on average, that might be it, you know.
Yeah.
Some are a bit quicker and some are a bit slower, depending on...
There's a lot of work
involved.
You know,
how much work.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm going to have to head. We're running out of time. Yep. It's been lovely, lovely talking to you, Peter. And
absolutely,
I do hope to get in.
I
do hope to get in and see that exhibition now.
Please, yeah, do, That would be lovely. And thanks very much for talking to me.
Not at all, Peter. Thank you. Thank you for taking the call.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day.
And you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Northeast Dublin. 90.3. This is Near FM.